Welcome to the Kol Hadash Podcast. This is episode 5 of season 14. This episode features the Torah reading from Kol Nidre, recorded live at High Holiday Services on October 11th, 2024.
Our reading today is from the end of the Book of Kings, chapter 25. And it came to pass in the 9th year of his reign, in the 10th month, that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came, he and all his army, against Jerusalem, and encamped around it, and they built forts against it round about. So the city was besieged unto the 11th year of King Zedekiah. On the 9th day of the 4th month, the famine was sore in the city, so there was no bread for the people of the land. Then a breach was made in the city wall, and all the men of war fled by night by way of the gate between the two walls, which was by the king's garden, now that the Chaldeans were against the city round about. And the king went by way of the Arabah. But the army of the Chaldeans pursued after the king and overtook him in the plains of Jericho, and all of his army was scattered from him. Then they took the king and carried him up to the king of Babylon in Riblah, and they gave judgment upon him. And they slew the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes, and put out the eyes of Zedekiah, and bound him in bonds, and carried him to Babylon. Now in the 5th month, on the 7th day of the month, which was the 19th year of King Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, a servant of the king of Babylon, to Jerusalem. And he burned the house of Yahweh, and the king's house, and all the houses of Jerusalem, even every great man's house, he burnt with fire. And all the army of the Chaldeans that were with the captain of the guard broke down the walls of Jerusalem, and the residue of the people that were left in the city, and those that fell away, that fell to the king of Babylon, and the residue of the multitude, Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carried away captive. But the captain of the guard left of the poorest of the land to be vine dressers and to be husbandmen. If you think Jewish current events are bad, now you know it has been much, much worse. The destruction of Jerusalem, the burning of the temple, the Babylonian exile, these were unmitigated disasters for ancient Judea and the Judeans. They had seen the destruction of their partner kingdom, Israel, 130 years before, and they feared the worst long-term result. In Psalm 137, they sang, "How can we sing our song in a foreign land like Babylon?" A generation before the destruction, the Judeans had fully merged their religion and their national identity under King Josiah. After this destruction, how could Judeanness survive without a king, without a territory, without a temple? We know today they succeeded. We are still here reading their story and using their language. What the Book of Kings called Yehudit, Judean, what we call Hebrew. Our beliefs and our practices are very different. No king, no Jerusalem temple, no high priests, and for many centuries, no territory either. We were Jews without Judea. Today, we look to that same ancestral homeland as our roots and as a home for many of our people, without needing to live there to be who we are. There are Jewish lessons from exile and wandering, just as there are Jewish lessons from sovereignty. Over the centuries, there have been many Jewish destructions and rebuildings. We have reinvented our identity, our culture, our lifestyle, our community again and again. In the 20th century, a modern Jewish state was reborn, yet the Jews remained a world people. Some of us carried forward lessons of revenge. Psalm 137 ends with a violent wish. It says, "Fair Babylon, you predator, a blessing on him who repays you in kind what you have inflicted on us, a blessing on him who seizes your babies and dashes them on the rocks." Others of us have learned lessons of coexistence. Self-defense, of course, but also aspiring to live each under their vine and fig tree, with no one to make them afraid. It has been worse in the Jewish experience, but knowing that does not make today better. Knowing that we can rebuild, knowing that we will survive, knowing that our will is stronger than the forces against us, those do make us feel better. Remember the pain and the challenge, and then sing our song and live our life.
Thank you for listening to the Kol Hadash podcast. To learn more, support, and membership to Kol Hadash, visit kolhadash.com. To learn more about secular humanistic Judaism, visit shj.org.